of flip-flops, 8 vintage 8-track, 7 Vegas tickets, 6 Mac guitar picks, 5 cheeseburgers, 4 Hawaiian utes, 3 fin hats, 2 tattoos, and a purple parrot in a palm tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 Lancer cloggers, 11 Lulu cookbooks, 10 tiki torches, 9 pairs of flip-flops, 8 vintage 8-tracks, 7 Vegas tickets, 6 Mac guitar picks, 5 cheeseburgers, 4 Hawaiian youth, 3 fin hats, 2 tattoos, and a purple parrot in a palm tree.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. feeling. That's what I have today.
WMFO Medford.
Blues with a feeling. That's what I have today. All night and day. What a lonesome feeling when you're by yourself. Oh, what a lonesome feeling when you're by yourself. Why you left me sitting here to cry. Blues with a feeling. That's what I have today. I got to find my baby. If it takes all night and day.
Yeah. sunshine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikalikimaka is the wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikalikimaka is the wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikalikimaka is the thing to say
on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. The island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikalikimaka is the wise way
to say Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
to the other side. Sing to the moon and the stars will shine. Oh boy, heaven gonna turn the tide. Shattered in a thousand pieces, weeping in the darkest
technology becomes obsolete, 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 it can then become art.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Look for the bad necessities, the simple bad necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I'm in the bad necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that brings the bad necessities of life.
Wherever I wander,
wherever I roam,
I couldn't be fonder
of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, but maybe try a few.
You know,
the bad necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to me.
They'll come to you.
Mm-hmm. Look for the bad necessities, the simple bad necessities. Forget about your worry and your strife. I mean the bad necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bad necessities of life.
Now when you pick a pawpaw
or a prickly pear,
and you break a rawpaw,
well next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw.
But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear or the big pawpaw.
Have I given you a clue?
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to you.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Uh-huh, let them go.
I'm in the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that brings the bare necessities of life.
Okay, babe.
So just relax.
In my backyard.
And if you act like a bee acts,
man, you're working too hard. Don't spend your time just looking around for something you want that can't be found.
When you find out you can live without it and
go along not thinking about it,
I'll tell you something true. The bad necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to me.
They'll come to you.
And you too, maybe.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Okay, babe.
I've been the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest that is. With just the bare necessities of life. With just the bare necessities of life.
Ain't that right, babe?
Welcome back.
Yes.
Whoa. Hi there. I got distracted. I've been too busy looking at Facebook and all the funny jokes I'm seeing.
You looking in the mirror?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You knew that was coming.
And
yes.
They look just like you, Aaron.
Oh.
A boop boopy doo. Oh, speaking of boop boopy doo, look who came in.
I came in with a whole bunch of CDs here.
Yeah.
Doug McDonald band. That's
all right.
Yeah.
You've been burning some of those. So,
yep. Yeah.
Or ripping them or whatever.
No, all that's been ripped. So.
Yeah. Maybe we'll play something non-Christmas.
Well, we heard
We have played a few, yeah.
We heard James Montgomery, Born in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And also Blues with a Feeling off of his new album, the James Montgomery Band. Makaliki Maka by Jimmy Buffett. Also Snarky Puppy with Sing to the Moon off of their new album, Family Dinner. Fantastic Plastic, We Are Obsolete.
Yep. We saw them at the Comic-Con a few weeks ago in Wilmington.
We were pretty good.
Yep. Devo influence, certainly, yeah.
Speaking of that, we also met two members of Devo.
Yeah, we met Jerry Casal, and the other guy was known as Josh Too.
I am Devo.
Yeah.
Your Evo, but
Evo, yeah.
Take the elevator.
Our number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636 at WMFO in Medford. I can't believe I did it that way.
Here you go.
So,
Massachusetts, not Oregon.
Yeah, big difference.
Yeah.
I like when Google Maps pulls up like the wrong, you know, state.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's like, I'm looking, I go, no, that's not Medford, Mass.
Yeah, there was one time, after my father was working for a company and doing different things, and he took me along one time, and he was supposed to be seeing someone in Portsmouth. So, you know, again, I kind of tagged along, and we're trying to find the place, and I looked at the piece of paper. We're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and I went, Dad, it says area code 401. It's supposed to be Portsmouth, Rhode Island. Oops. And this is well before cell phones, so somehow he found a way to let them know, well, I'm going to have to meet with you some other time. So once I saw the area code, we had the wrong Portsmouth.
Yeah, that happens to the best of us.
It does happen. Yes, a little bit of an error or things like that. So I was just thinking, if I have a chance to get back there, there might be a few more things that I could play, and some of them are not necessarily Christmas. I was mentioning off the air, or maybe even on the air, how, for example, I found the original version of Heart of Glass by Blondie, and it's kind of different. So, you know, maybe if I get a chance to go back there, I'll dig some stuff out. Yeah.
So what's going on, Mike?
No, I'm just looking at some CDs here, you know.
Yep.
Anything special?
That's Butterscotch has a new one.
Brand new CD out.
Yep.
Maybe we should play something.
It looks like the cover of Crosby, Stills, and Nash when they're on the beach and everything. It's kind of a spoof of it.
Yeah.
Remember Crosby, Stills, and Nash had an album and they had the palm tree and everything? Yeah.
They supplanted heads on the bodies.
Exactly. Joel Simchus and Scott, I forget his name.
That's Jonathan.
Jonathan, I mean.
And that's, Jonathan Pressman. That's Chuck.
Yep.
I forget.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We get all kinds of stuff. We have Upper Crust. The best of.
The cream of the crust. The ones that dress like the 1700s.
Yes.
Yeah. There's and those wigs some, and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking about England or you're talking about Canada?
No, like colonial America, like the early days. You know, the wigs and all that, the judges and the politicians and other people that had these really extravagant wigs.
We're going back to that in about 30 days.
Yeah, we'll see.
They get the big hits on here like, Let Them Eat Rock.
Let Them Eat Rock?
Eureka, I found love. Tell Mother I'm home. Once more into the breaches.
Yeah.
We're finished with finishing school.
What was the Butler one? Rock the Butler? What was the
button? Is it like Rock the Casbah?
I don't know.
I forget.
There you go.
That's a good one that I like.
Might not be on that one.
Rock and Roll Butler.
Yeah.
That's a good one. They're all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the brand new Ray Paul Whimsical here. We got all kinds of stuff.
Music.
Not, we saw them, Tsunami of Sound, at the Comic-Con as well.
Yep. Yeah.
And instrumentals and we saw them type things, yeah.
We saw them... the three of us saw them at...
Tavern at the Ends of the World.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have their little flame and lanterns on that night?
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, Rick Sanger wished everybody Happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas earlier today.
Good. And at the Comic-Con, they got Billy West to join them for a few songs at the end.
Yeah. Well, we had...
It was at
the Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington. And I guess there's another one in April and then back to December, so yeah.
And then there's a couple other in Boston.
Yeah.
This is like four Comic-Cons during the year.
And I like going to the furry conventions. I got one coming up in late January. It's going to be Anthro New England at the Hyatt in Cambridge. The other two I go to are in Connecticut and Pittsburgh.
What do they do with those?
We do a lot of stuff. We raise money for charity. We have people dress up in costumes. We have people selling for small donations, you know, various things. We have discussions and a parade and all kinds of fun.
No, nobody gets out of control and climbs a tree or nothing.
No, not quite.
Dang. That's what I'd be into.
What is this year's...
In Anthrocon, the Pittsburgh one, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is going to be our theme in Pittsburgh. So maybe we'll get the Pirates parrot, their mascot, or who knows what.
Oh, either that or Jimmy Buffett's going to play it.
Yeah. Well, anyone who listens to me on the other station there, WMWM, knows that I like Pittsburgh, and I stick around for like a week or so and then visit some friends over in Ohio. You realize that
Ohio players.
Chrissy Hynde,
yes,
from Akron, used to have a vegetarian restaurant, but it went out of business.
Oh,
didn't quite have the... I was talking with Jerry Casale and Devo about it.
I guess it didn't meet the expectations.
Of the characters at Anthrocon, because, of course, they all decided they wanted to go.
Yeah, but this is Ohio, not Pittsburgh. But yeah,
was this before she was?
No, it was recently. It was recently. So that was in Akron. So I've been in Akron, the rubber capital of the world, and all that. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple times. Of course, a lot of people have disputes about who should and should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Don't get me started with the Rock and
the
Roll.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Lame.
Hall of Shame.
Hall of Lame, as Mojo Nixon called it. Jesus.
Well, it's the bottom line is this. The guy to run it, it's about mainstream pop culture, not people who are innovators.
Yeah.
There's so many people that should be in. They had to beat him around the head last year or two to get Wanda Jackson in there, who was the female Elvis. She should have been in from the get-go.
Yeah.
So that just goes. There's so many people that should be in.
But there are some other places you can go to. If you go to Memphis, there's the Rock and Soul Museum, and then there's Graceland and the Stax Museum. That's just in Memphis alone. There's stuff in Chicago. Nashville is a great town, of course, for country.
I'd love to go to New Orleans.
A lot of great places. Memphis is fun.
I'd certainly like to see Graceland.
I've certainly been there someday.
Did they have a dead ear or Hall of Fame someplace?
I don't know.
I think it's here.
We could stab one.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called the Black Hole.
I'm good at that.
I don't know. I've also been to Elvis's birthplace in Tupelo, which is a really small museum. Well, it's a small house that he was born in, but they have a museum next to it. And they have an museum, Tupelo, Mississippi. I also went to an auto museum in Tupelo, and certain cars would have a thing where you would push the button and you would hear about the car. And I went to the Edsel and I pushed the button and nothing happened.
No.
I'm not making that up. Because that was the joke. Well, what do you expect? He bought an Edsel. So,
For people too young to understand that were born.
It was named after Henry Ford's son,
Edsel. Yes, Henry Ford's son, and it was a split off from the regular, like, GM has, had Oldsmobile, Cadillac. Well, they try to break up Ford, and they had Lincoln and Mercury and Edsel and Ford, and it wasn't that successful. It was really based on a Ford model and a Mercury model. One was larger than the other. Basically, always had Ford powers and platform. But it just didn't take off. Some people thought it was ugly, and some people thought it was redundant. That's why today there is no more Mercury anymore either. They thought that was redundant.
Yeah.
There's no Oldsmobile. There's no Pontiac.
No Saturn. Saturn's gone, too.
No, that was really good. What it is that they run platforms now, and the platforms, they use one or two engines for all GM now.
Yeah.
And as Toyota does with Infiniti and all that. Yeah. So
now, we've been to the Lars Anderson Museum in Braintree and seen their cars.
Brookline.
Did I say Cambridge? What did
you said Braintree.
Braintree, okay. Slightly different.
Yeah,
okay.
Did you say brain drain?
No. So they had some interesting cars there. Also, I was at a museum in Canton, Ohio that had, I think it had something like one of Johnny Carson's cars. It had a DeLorean, like in Back to the Future, DMC and everything, and an Amphicar car that could double as a boat.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
He was married three times. His last wife, I believe.
Johnny Carson?
Yes. Yeah. His last wife was a Joanne, too.
I don't know.
Is she still alive, and did she liquidate his estate?
I have no idea about that.
Okay, if you know that, call the number.
And then also,
actually, it is sealed in an envelope on Funk and Wagnalls' back porch.
Yeah, well.
And I saw a couple cars at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. One of them was Elvis's solid gold Cadillac. The other was Webb Pierce's cars, which had these little pistol things on the front. Mm. I thought that was kind of
solid gold was it though?
I don't know, but it was
because
gold plated.
Yeah, it could be too solid.
It could be gold.
And if you go to Graceland, they have a separate thing where they have his plane and some of his other cars and boats and things like that.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie was the plane.
What they also could do is they can break the gold down to a point where it can be sprayed on.
Yeah,
so many parts per million.
Gold finger, wah wah.
There was a rumor when I was a kid, and this goes way back.
How far back?
Way back. When Goldfinger came out, they said the woman who was the model who was sprayed gold actually died because, your skin is an organ, and they couldn't get the paint off ever in time.
Remember, they had the same, similar issue with Buddy Ebsen with the silver.
Well, he was allergic. That's why he couldn't be in,
that's right.
In the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
He would have been the Tin Man.
Wow. That's why I was never in that movie. They paint the town red.
Like just, yeah, it sounds like you've got the blues. So why don't we go back to a little bit of music, Aaron Shadwell with Bowtie. Enjoy.
All right.
From my draft board today. In one more week, I'm on my way. Well, 2 years might not be so long, but I got to leave my baby at home. He's gonna rock my baby when I'm gone. He's gonna rock my baby when I'm gone. All the loving that she once got. Yeah, who's gonna rock my baby when I'm gone? Come back to call on my own, yeah. Who's gonna rock my baby?
Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah. So, Bob, Mike.
Maybe that one should have been lit up.
You guys have a fantastic Christmas.
Yep.
Everybody else have a great Hanukkah and Christmas and a safe New Year's.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. You guys enjoy the rest of the show. I'm out of here, and we'll be back at WMWM on the 7th.
Yep.
At noon.
All right, great. Thanks, Aaron. All right. Oh, it is playing. It actually is playing. We're all set. Okay. Thanks very much.
You can't touch, you can't have what ain't yours now. You can't treat me this way. That is all I have to say.
20 years ago, Bud beat the devil out of Cotton Eye Joe. Uncle Bud,
WMFO, Medford.